Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. This is a Pensacola expert panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I hope you're having a wonderful Monday. I hope you had a beautiful, wonderful weekend. It was gorgeous in Pensacola. I know the beach was so packed, but everyone had a great time. With me, I have Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. Good morning, Malcolm.
Good morning.
It's good to have you always.
Thank you.
I always enjoy you being here. We're going to talk about fun magazine stuff.
You do need to warm up the weather a little bit. It's a little chilly out there.
You think so? Oh, yeah. This morning it was.
Yes, yeah, still chilly.
I always ask Alexa, and it's always bipolar weather.
She
low of
know.
58 and high of 85. It's that time of year in Pensacola where we wear jacket out and then you're hot in the afternoon. It's always a good time. So you handed me Pensacola Parade of Homes Guide.
Yes, we need a drum roll.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Parade Ta-da! Of Homes.
Yay. It's awesome. Y'all have to check it. And you will have to check this out because it has so many homes. I just love looking through it, to be honest. It's so fun.
The actual Parade of Homes is May 6th through the 14th. And I always look forward to looking around.
Yeah.
You know, there's something neat about looking at homes. I mean, I don't necessarily want to buy a new one right mm-hmm. now, but it's just fun to look around those homes, see the latest trends and
right.
new things, so that when the time comes, if I build another house, I can incorporate all that.
But that's what I was thinking. Go around and just see all the fun new stuff.
Yeah.
Write it down.
Yeah.
Make you a little vision board for
yes.
your future home.
And again, that's May 6th. And the Dream Home, which I haven't seen yet, my photographer people went up there and took a picture. It's on the front cover. But I'm looking forward to going there May 6th.
And where's this one at?
It's in Cantonment.
Oh, Cantonment. Okay.
I believe the subdivision is Iron Rock. Yes,
Iron
Rock. It is a gated community, but obviously it'll be open for the...
Oh, yeah, here it is.
For the Parade of Homes.
Very nice. It's beautiful. This house is gorgeous.
Maybe a little bit out of my price range.
Just a little, you know.
Yeah.
Nothing a scratch-off won't fix, right?
Yeah, right. Yes, the lottery.
The lottery.
But there are lots of other plans.
Definitely.
And homes that are a little closer to my budget.
Yeah, me too. You also give lots of realtor names, right, in here?
Yeah.
If you're looking for a realtor, there's tons, so you have those options.
And mortgage companies, insurance companies. Mm-hmm. It's just an A to Z if you're
it really
for a
is.
Home.
You even have Santa Rosa County in here. Escambia, what's new in developments? Escambia and Santa Rosa.
Well, you know, that's a really interesting article because I don't know how much you drive around downtown, but things are really starting to happen. But there are a lot of new ones coming along that people aren't aware of. And so that lists some of the developments and a little history on them.
Yes,
truly, in the next few years, downtown, well, of course, downtown's forever changing,
mm-hmm.
But there'll be some real transitions towards residential living downtown.
Yeah, they're adding more. I know I just saw some luxury apartments going up. I forget where, but I did see them working on them.
Next to Perfect Plain.
Oh, okay, yes.
But then further down the street, Palmyra are rental apartments. And then, of course, in between there, on Spring Street and Garden Street, is the Waverly, which also has a grocery store in there. Which
has a grocery store in there?
Yes, it will have, if the rumors are correct, I don't think it's been publicly announced that Publix will be in there.
It is now.
Well, it is now, yeah.
Malcolm just
Oops,
let the cat
I say
out of the
that?
Bag.
Which I think will be incredible for downtown.
Absolutely.
For me, I live just on the west side of town. Mm-hmm. And so I have to go east to Cervantes to Publix. Now I can obviously, I can certainly from my office walk to Publix.
Really?
Mm.
Very nice. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3, the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. If you would like to join in this conversation, please do. You can text or call 437-1620. We were discussing the new Parade of Homes Guide. It is out. Pensacola Magazine, the official Parade of Homes Guide. So pick yours up today. Check it out. There's some beautiful homes in here within our price range and without.
Well, it's always good to dream.
I love it. No, yeah. I think it's great. I love to see all the homes. Malcolm was saying go check out all the homes May the 6th, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
6th through the 14th.
6th through the 14th. They have a beautiful home on the front that's in Cantonment. And you said that one's going to be open?
That will be open, yes. That's the dream home.
The dream home.
The
okay.
dream home. Has all funny. Kinds of gadgets and stuff in there that we would all love to have.
I'm just
afford.
Looking at it. I'm like, this is really cool. It looks like the top of the roof is normal and then the roof over the awning is
I believe,
this looks really cool.
I believe it's a metal roof.
Metal. The whole thing?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's really neat. So also it has realtors in here if you're looking for a realtor. This is a great magazine to pick up. Also, if you want to go check out their website, ballingerpublishing.com has their latest issues, has articles you can read, vinyl revival plants that can take the summer heat. It's a good one. American Everglades through the lens of Clyde Butcher. So lots of fun stuff on your website. Malcolm's like, really?
I do look at the website, yes. And, of course, the latest Parade of Homes is,
yes.
Is on the website. And you can read it online, flip book version, which
I... But this like. Is much more fun to have it in person, I think.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Yes.
And then we also have an issue coming up that we're super excited about, the wedding issue.
Yes, it will. It is actually... about to leave the printers.
Okay.
And so we're hoping that it will be here by Friday at the latest. We're
All
hoping.
Right.
You just never know whether road closures, you know, who knows
yes,
what.
Who knows?
It gets lost in the corner of a warehouse. You know, who knows these things. Hopefully, hopefully on Friday.
And does the
much anticipated.
Yes. Does the bride know who that she won yet or not? Who, which one it was?
No, I believe we have not told them. I think I said last week we called the three first.
Oh, that's right.
Three finalists.
Yes.
And get extra information about them. So they know that they are in the first three, but the winner does not know yet.
Oh, this is so fun.
I imagine we'll make a phone call here soon before the publication comes out.
I wish we could do it on the air. That'd be so fun.
Yeah, that would be special, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't that be fun if we could call her up on the air?
Well, if by any chance the magazine is delayed and doesn't get here on...
Maybe we can do it next
by
Monday.
By Friday.
Okay.
Then we could do it next Monday.
Oh, that would be so fun.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Have a special reveal.
Yes. I think that's great. Look, we come up with so much...
Will you supply the champagne?
Absolutely.
And, okay, good.
We just won't tell my boss that I'm drinking on the air, right?
That's
it's
okay.
Just live.
I'll vouch for you. I'll say it was my fault.
It's all Malcolm's fault that she's drinking on the air.
Yes, she probably is.
We have to toast to the bride, right? There is a
of
reason
course.
For it.
Yeah. Of course.
Oh, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Expert Panel. We. Monday to you. Hope you're having an amazing morning. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm here with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. We are discussing the new Parade of Homes Guide, which is out. So get your issue. You can look online, ballingerpublishing.com. They have it on there as well. The wedding issue should be out soon. So that's going to be super exciting.
I'm hoping that it gets delayed until next Monday.
Yeah, me too now. We were discussing that maybe we could call the winning bride on the air.
Yes. I can bring Kelly, our executive editor, and toast the bride and groom.
That would be amazing. Mm. Can you just make that happen? It didn't come in. We haven't seen it.
Maybe I can bribe the truck driver to take the long route.
Monday. Oh, maybe. You never know. We're going to cross our fingers and hope so. Did you have any more thought about the Pensacola Successful Singles magazine that we discussed last time you were here?
Yeah, I've been thinking about that.
I think that's a great idea.
Kelly, and I think, you know, who knows? Maybe something will develop.
Yes. I was like,
But you mustn't tell anybody. We don't want our competitors to know. So
that's
this
right.
is just between you and I.
This is between us. Yes. So you brought up that there's a Publix going in.
I'm pretty sure it's public knowledge.
It is now.
It is now, yeah. It's on the corner of Spring Street and Garden Street. There was an inquiry, I know.
Yeah, can you give more information about the new Publix?
If you are familiar with the old USO building, it is essentially on that property and the old school board property, which was next to it.
You said on Spring Street?
It's Spring Street and Garden Street.
Spring and Garden, very nice.
And I know that they have pre-sold most, if not all, of the higher-end condos. But there are also, I believe, other apartments and condos around. And Publix will be on the ground floor. And I believe, if I remember correctly, the parking is sort of inside.
Really?
And that the housing is around the perimeter.
That's really cool.
So there'll be lots of parking. And it'll be, a huge boom to
Sounds
downtown.
Great.
We need a grocery store.
Definitely. I agree completely, especially with all the new apartments that are going up and everything. Mm. That's a great
great
thing to have. So you went to the symphony this past week, and how was that?
Yes, I did. It was wonderful. It was Dvorak's 7th symphony, for those who know music. And they did a really fine job, as they always do. Mm-hmm. I've been going now for, I think it's 22 years. And the improvement has just been phenomenal. We really are now a top-class orchestra. And Peter Rubart just always does a phenomenal job and often talks about the pieces and the history. Mm. And so it's informative and educational. But it's also, obviously, great to listen to. Music well played.
So what about, let's talk about Operazzi, because I'm going out of town, but I really thought this would be so much fun to go to. So if you're in town, Operazzi is at Sanders Beach.
Sanders Beach on Saturday evening. One that I always look forward to. It is essentially the big fundraiser for Pensacola Opera. And there's a circus-type theme. Just a lot of fun. And they have some singers do a few arias too. Usually something a little lighter that people can relate to. Sometimes show tunes. But it's just a fun evening to get together with lots of friends and fellow board members and artists. It's just really a fun evening.
It's in your downtown crowd issue.
Yes.
Information for that. But also PensacolaOpera.com has the information if you want to head on over there. Mm. And you can get tickets on there as well. But it just looks like it's going to be a blast. I think there's a meal. There's like a 4-course meal.
Gourmet meal.
Oh, wow. Mm. The theme is 1920s vintage circus. This is going to be great. Are you going to go to it?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, good. So Monday
I will not be dressed in 1920s vintage circus attire. I will
Come
be,
on, Malcolm.
I'll be in my...
Live a little.
Old-fashioned tux.
Oh. Is this a dress-up occasion? Do you dress up to go to opera?
It is black tie.
Black tie. See, I'm glad you said that.
But for performances, I just want to emphasize and underline, because sometimes people think that the symphony and the opera, you have to dress up and it's very formal. Far from it anymore. You see people in, shall we say, dressed very casually, all the way up to bow tie, black tie, if that's what they want to do, and everything in between. Frankly, when I go to the symphony, I wear just a pair of slacks and a shirt, dress shirt, long sleeve shirt. Sometimes I'll put a jacket on, a blazer if it's a special occasion, and the same for the opera. You just don't have to. One of the things I think we've worked hard to do, opera in general has worked hard to demystify, if you like, mm-hmm. make it more comfortable for people
right.
to go to.
Good.
And that word doesn't always get out, but.
Yeah.
So you
well, I'm glad you said it and let everybody know because I wouldn't know that. Mm. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. We're going to take a quick break. If you'd like to join in our conversation, it's 437-6. Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. We are here with Malcolm Ballinger, Ballinger Publishing. The new Parade of Homes guide is out, so go grab that, or you can go on over to their website, ballingerpublishing.com, if you'd like. We were discussing the wedding issue should be here soon. We're kind of hoping it's delayed so that we can surprise the bride that's the winner, but we'll see. I think, Malcolm, you can make that happen, huh?
I'm going to do my best.
He's going to do his best.
My staff might object, but I'll do my best.
Oh, well. They can come in if they want. Let them come in here, and we can all do it together. It'd be great. You think they would do that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Of course.
We come up with the greatest ideas when you're here.
Mm.
He comes in, and we're like, okay, we got a new issue, Pensacola Successful Singles. Now we're going to surprise the bride. We just come up with all kinds of fun stuff.
You're not supposed to tell anybody. It was between you and I.
Was it?
Yes, it was.
Kind of like the Publix downtown.
Yes. Yes.
If you would like to join in this conversation, it's 437-1620. We're talking about Operazzi. It's coming up this weekend. That is April the 29th at 6:30 at Sanders Beach Resource Center.
And, of course, on I think it's Thursday through Sunday is the Tall Ships.
Oh, the Tall Ships. Which, yeah, I heard about that.
I think we're planning to go on Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
Last time we had that, I went, and it's fascinating. I'm not really a boat person. Mm-hmm. I just like to sit drinking beer when somebody else sails or drives the thing.
But, you're my kind of guy.
But they are fascinating tall ships, yes.
Yeah, I heard. Where is that going to be located?
That's at the Plaza de Luna.
Okay.
South end of Palafox Street.
All right. And you can get on them and check them out? Is that how it works? Or do you know?
Yeah, you can buy tickets to get on them.
Okay.
And, you know.
Sail around in them?
Well, I don't think you can sail around in them, but you can bump your head as you walk down the stairs. And those little, you know, what are they called underneath on a boat?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, down into the hold, whatever it is.
It's always a pleasure having you, Malcolm. I look forward to next Monday and hearing about the wedding issue.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. We have